U.S. 15K Road Championships, Kara's Next Marathon, NCAA Championships, Another Dog Attack, the IAAF has some big news, and Joe Bill to the Hall of Fame. Again? Today is Wednesday, March 13, 2019, and this is the Running News Podcast, a weekly analysis of distance running news. I'm your host, Zachary Breitenstein. Happy ding-dong birthday to the Running News Podcast, episode number 52. 52 weeks in a row of bringing you a weekly analysis of distance running news. If you enjoy the podcast, I need you to do me a solid and tell your friends. While I like making the podcast, it takes a lot of time, and frankly, I'm considering ending it. If you want this to continue, please like, subscribe, share, give me 5 stars, etc. The U.S. 15K Road Championships were last weekend in Jacksonville, Florida. Erica Kemp won the women's race in 50-54, 5:28 pace, 14 seconds ahead of Bethany Shackelbin. For the men, Shadrach Kipchirchir won a barn burner in 43-41, 4:41 pace. Leonard Korer and Stanley Kibeni were less than a second back. All three men will represent the U.S. at the World Cross Country Championships later this month in Denmark. After a disappointing DNF, did not finish, in the Houston Marathon in January, two-time Olympian Carrie Goucher hinted that she was ready to move on from road racing but did not elaborate. Well, she's announced that she will run the Leadville Marathon high-altitude trail race in June. Not to be confused with the Leadville 100 Ultra Marathon, that race is in August. This is your garden variety 26.2-mile race, but at over a mile above sea level. Here are your team results from last weekend's NCAA Division I Indoor Track Championships. For the women, Arkansas won with 62 points, second place was USC with 51, Oregon was third with 32 points, Ohio State fourth with 28 points, and New Mexico fifth with 23 points. Arkansas was down 21 points heading into the last four events, but scored 43 points to win by 11.
Don't call it a comeback!
For the men, Florida won with 55, second was Houston with 44 points, third was LSU with 31 points, tied for fourth was Stanford and Wisconsin with 30 points. This is the second year in a row and 13th time overall that the Southeast Conference captured both the men's and women's titles. Grant Holloway from Florida was perhaps the star of the show, accounting for half of Florida's 55 points. You may be asking yourself, self, how did Holloway get 27.5 points? How do you get half a point? Good question. His 4x400 relay finished third, which earned 6 points. A fourth of 6 is 1.5. Capiche? The rest of his points came from winning the 60 meters, placing third in the long jump, and winning the 60-meter hurdles in an American record. It's been 19 years since someone won both 60-meter races. In the 5,000, junior Alicia Monson of Wisconsin won in 15:31. For the men, senior Morgan McDonald, also of Wisconsin, and the NCAA cross-country champ, won in 13:41. In the 800, junior Dene Rivers of Penn State went from 5th to 1st in the final 50 meters to win the women's race in 2:03.69. For the men, junior Bryce Hoppel of Kansas also came from behind to win in 1:46.46. In the mile, junior Julia Risk from Ohio State won in 4:37.63. For the men, junior Jordy Beamish of Northern Arizona won in 4:07.69. In the 3,000, senior Jessica Hull of Oregon won the women's race in 9:01, less than a second ahead of junior Taylor Werner of Arkansas, a Missouri native. For the men, senior Morgan McDonald of Wisconsin completed the distance sweep, winning in 7:52, less than half a second ahead of junior Grant Fisher of Stanford. Caitlin Keene, 26, is an Olympic trials qualifier in the marathon and was running on some trails in Fort Worth last Sunday when she was attacked by a dog. Here's the 911 call.
I kept bleeding everywhere. I was running on the Trinity Trail. And a pit bull off its leash came running at me, and it jumped right on me me, and it bit me about 4 or 5 times.
The pit bull mix initially bit her arm, but she was able to shake it off. Then it bit her back and pulled her to the ground. Another runner heard her screams and threw rocks at the dog to scare it away. Keen was taken by ambulance to a hospital where she required 21 stitches in 6 different places. The dog's owner, who is a homeless woman living in the area, was not remorseful. While the dog was apparently up to date on its shots, it was impounded. A judge will decide what will happen to the dog. Track's world governing body, the IAAF, has just announced stricter standards for the 2020 Olympics. This applies to every event: track, field events, and road races. The marathon and 50K race walk are the only road events. You don't exactly have to meet these standards if you're ranked high enough on the IAAF's world ranking system, but if you want to guarantee yourself a spot, you'll want to meet the minimum standard. For the women, the 10K drops 50 seconds to 31:25, and the marathon drops by 15 and a half minutes to 29:30. There are currently 285 women from the United States who have qualified for the 2020 Olympic marathon trials under the old standard. With the new standard, that number would drop to 11. For the men, the 10K drops 32 seconds to 27:28, and the marathon drops 7.5 minutes to 2:11:30. There are currently 155 men who have qualified for the marathon trials, but with that new standard, the number would drop to 1. Uno. Galen Rupp would be the only American to meet the qualifying standard. Whoa. Frankly, that's more of an indictment on the American men than an indication that the standards are too hard. Last year, Japan, of all places, had at least 15 sub-210 marathoners. For the vast majority of Olympic trials qualifiers, especially in the marathon, just running in the trials is the pinnacle of the sport. It'll be interesting to see how the USATF handles these new standards. They won't cancel the trials because, theoretically, someone could win the trials and meet the standard at the same time. Or someone could finish in the top 3 and then get a qualifying time later. In other IAAF news, they've announced that starting in 2020, Diamond League meets will be limited to 90 minutes, down from 2 hours, and won't have any races longer than 3,000 meters. Basically, they're trying to make the meets more marketable and TV friendly. Frankly, I totally understand. The only people who would want to watch all 15 minutes of a 5K or 30 minutes of a 10K are, well, you, the people listening to this podcast. The Diamond League meets are the premier track meets around the world. That doesn't mean that the 5,000 and 10,000 are going away. It's just that they won't be a part of the Diamond League meets. They've also announced that race walking is going to take a hit too. On the track, the 20K will be reduced to 10K, and on the roads, the 50K will be reduced to 30K. Based on the previous announcement about Diamond League meets, these changes seem like a no-brainer. Those are the only two official race-walking events, and frankly, I wouldn't be opposed to eliminating them altogether. I'm sorry for not being sorry. This is a shout-out to Joe Bill Dixon, Alicia Gunter, and the West Plains Boys and Girls Cross Country teams for being inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame last January. Joe Bill Dixon himself was inducted in 2001. The boys' team has qualified for the state meet 41 years in a row, won 13 state titles, and been runner-up 12 times. The girls' team has qualified for state 34 years in a row, won 12 titles, and been runner-up 9 times. Coach Dixon credits the athletes with the team's success.
I'm happy for my athletes, because I don't care how good a coach you are, if you don't have the athletes that's willing to pay the price and got enough God-given ability to get it done, then you're still going to look like everyone else. So I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm grateful for all my athletes, and I can't believe how many of them showed up here.
And in classic Joe Bill Dixon fashion, he had this to say about the three-minute time limit for inductee speeches.
Telling Joe Bill Dixon he's got 3 minutes to talk, you know, that puts him in a box. So I have no idea how that'll turn out. But kind of like Lou Holtz said one time, I'll probably just start talking and then remember what I want to say.
He is a true legend. Congratulations, my friend. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, review, and share this podcast. Please give me 5 stars wherever you listen to this. This has been the Running News Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter @TheRunningNews and at Facebook.com/TheRunningNews.